But before we get into the review, look, Brockhampton is coming, okay? Like we got lives and shit. We will review it. It is coming. It's guaranteed. Trust me.
Don't be a dick. Flood the comments. That's all we saying. Please. Respect this artist. Please. That's all.
People wanted this review too, though.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
now that they got it,
mm-hmm.
You know how fucking people.
Dead End Hip Hop album review. Joyner Lucas.
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
It's a mixtape, not
an
album.
A mixtape.
He tweeted that shit out. Yeah, okay, he tweeted it out.
That's what's up. There is a difference between a mixtape and an album. So, Dead End Hip Hop mixtape review. Joyner Lucas, 508-507-2209. So Joyner Lucas. How many of y'all heard of Joyner Lucas before this?
Sophie, you remember that? Were you here?
Sophie put a membership at
the video. You may not.
I think he was here.
No,
remember she showed us that video? Sorry.
Oh, that was Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, that's him.
You didn't recognize the song?
You know how Ralph is.
I mean, it was just one listen.
He did. You know, when I saw the track list, and I was like, okay. I looking at it, but then once I heard, I was like, wait a minute, I heard this shit before. I said,
that is right.
When the second verse
came. Oh, so you as bad as him then?
Yeah, I remember it like as soon as I saw the name.
Me too.
Like, yeah.
I was like, the name or nothing didn't.
Wow, that's crazy. Pool.
Yeah, no, it hit me now. I remember. I know this is what everybody waits for on a review. No, I did not know what to expect on this shit. I never really heard of Joyner Lucas outside of that one time Sophie showed us that one song with that video, which was super dope. But this guy right here, man, yo, when Ultrasound came on and it had that beat, and I'm like, and he started rapping, you know, Little Normal. I'm like, okay, I'm not. Then this nigga quit like this. The fuck am I listening to? Like, dude, he definitely set the tone, especially for the next 4, 5, 6 tracks with that fucking Ultrasound, dude. Like, it was amazing. FYM.
That was perfect. The perfect feature to get for that
yes.
song. I was like, oh, my
yes.
God.
Who was
Mystical?
Mystical.
Oh, wow.
So when I
haven't had a chance. Man, I've been busy lately.
Yo, we all busy, but you never listen to albums.
No, I do. I started off great, man. I was listening to albums.
Joyner Lucas, man, his energy level as an artist is fucking amazing. And FYM was one of those songs that just immediately stood out. Another big takeaway about this beat, I know you already know the production credits and all of that, how his beats progress. Like, they start very light, and as the song goes, it's like the beat helps the song progress itself. I think it's lovely when it goes into like that super techno pop sound. Man, I thought I was in a fucking club in Europe with like the damn with no roof and shit. Like just where the fucking where
these had a club in Europe with no roof.
Yeah, man. Dude, I was just in that bitch like this. Hell yeah. Like, beats on these things, like where he went. Like, it wasn't just thrown on there and it's just like, yo, what the fuck? Like where did this come from, right? No, like, this shit progressed, and then the fucking sounds that he's using is so unique. Like, one of my favorite songs, I Need More. Man, that's like, it sounds so new, right? Like, what a lot of these new cats are doing, but it's so unique to Joyner Lucas, and that's the thing I love about him. I love the fact also that he's so exposed. Like, you know, this motherfucker hasn't picked up his kids, he fucking other chicks. Like, it's just a whole bunch of stuff that he puts himself out there, and I'm cool with that. Another thing too, that listening to him more and more, I heard a lot of Big Sean, just kind of like in his tone. And also
the tone of his voice.
The tone of his voice, and then also he has that run-on sentence flow that Big Sean uses too, man. And
he took constant man. When I first put it on, I was like, oh, this is like Hobson if Hobson rapped really well and didn't say corny shit. Not that Hobson can't rap, but I'm saying, like, this is Hobson if he wasn't saying a bunch of hokey shit.
Right.
But then as I listened to it more, I got the Big Sean thing too. I was like, oh, this is Big Sean if he could rap well.
Yeah. Big Sean has made some strides, at least for me.
Keep this on, let's.
No, of course.
He's tried.
Yes.
I think what's so refreshing about this dude, man, is his storytelling ability.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of-
100, keep it 100.
Oh, 100 yeah, was.
I was about to say it. Like, Nas, I Gave You Power type of feel. Like, he's kind of talking the perspective of a $100 bill going around all these places and they end up going back to the freaking store where
it ends, and you kind of know what happened because the clerk was like, oh, there's a number on it.
There's a number on it. it.
You the motherfucker that robbed it.
Exactly.
That's so crazy.
And that Lullaby, I think that was dope storytelling. How he talks about of him being a stripper. You know.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Let's go back to keeping 100. I thought it was a homeless man that picked up.
It was. But remember the guy that robbed him? I'm assuming the person was masked. So the reason it ended like that, I took it, was because the clerk sees the dollar. Because remember when the girl first gave it to him,
he said, what's that
the number was on there. And he's like, what's this number? You don't need it. And she was just like, nah. And then the person comes and robs him and takes the money. So then when the homeless dude comes back and brings the $100 bill back, he sees the number on it.
Oh,
so then he thinks, oh shit, this is a motherfucker that robbed me. And that's why the song ended like that.
Okay.
Like, maybe I'm
No, you, that's exactly
or right. Maybe the cop called the, because the dollar came back, and maybe the cop called the, so you're saying the cop called the number that was on the bill?
What cop? I don't remember a cop.
There was a cop at the voicemail. There was somebody that called and said,
oh, you know, after that.
Yeah.
The cop wasn't in the story of the
right.
I get you. Yeah. Maybe. That could be what happened. Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out, but anyway. Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to circle back.
This shit don't sound like a mixtape. He saw he put a lot of thought.
He got like voicemails at the end of, I guess, with that number being titled of the mixtape.
Right.
He got that number there for a reason. At the end of each every song, it's a voicemail that kind of conceptually puts everything together, which is dope.
It moves the story along.
It doesn't seem out of place at all. Like the voicemails actually lead you to the next song that has something to do with the fucking title. Like, it's just conceptually, it's one of the better projects I've heard so far this year.
He put a lot of thought in this ride.
Yeah.
Also, another joint, Forever, how he talks about, you know, talking to his infant child and how he kind of wanted to. You know, I like it because it's just kind of, it is being my introduction to you. I'm glad he's kind of like peeling. You know, putting those layers about him.
Exactly.
Like, we hearing more about him. He don't have a dozen features on here or anything like that. We're getting Joyner Lucas.
You know, I think the interesting thing about this for me is, like, first of all, it's an hour and 23 minutes. So, and at first it didn't kind of seem that way because he kind of moved it along really, really well with the voicemails. And even when I was going back, listening to it for like four times, like, while I thought about the task of listening to it, it still was interesting because I'm like, okay, there's something you kind of put together and try to piece together about this story and that he's telling. But I remember like the first listen, Ultrasound, and then it went to Lovely, and then it went to Fuck You Mean. Like, I'm like, God damn, this dude is a piece of shit, you know? And he, like you said, he puts all of that out there. Like, every single voicemail is about him just doing fucked up shit.
Doing people wrong.
Yeah, stealing dude money, like stealing the couch.
Right.
You know, he out there spending his money, not taking care of his daughter. You know, he done slept with some chick, and he didn't know they weren't supposed to be. I'm like, God dang, dude. Overall, man, like, I think he did a good job balancing this out with the songs, the beat selections, the content, his flow. Mm-hmm. Was, you know, dope and
crazy.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts. So yeah, I was like, man, yo, like, I fuck with this shit.
It was definitely refreshing for me because, by just like Vivo, this is my first introduction listening to like a whole project by him. So I didn't know what to expect. So I'm just like, dang. Besides, you know, that Sorry song, but I was just like, wow, like, this dude, the way he was switching his cadence up in a lot of these songs, I was like, Jesus, this dude is a monster on the mic, man. And shout out to Boy Wonder, too, for being executive producer of this, because it seemed like he got a lot of beats crafted for his flow style, man. Like, I thought that was dope.
What made this album so good is he had the element of surprise for a lot of people, especially me, because I had only heard that one song.
Yeah.
And it's nice when you get a project by a relatively unknown MC, and it's actually this fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, and this is a mixtape, supposedly. Like, this is better than a lot of the albums that I've heard this year.
Right.
And maybe even last year. Like, I first thought, okay, this sounds a little bit like Hobson, but better as a rapper. But then as you listen to the project more, like, I don't think there's many rappers that sound like this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially someone that's this talented with songwriting, with storytelling, with switching his flow 6, 7, 8 goddamn times, and still sound completely on beat. Like, this shit, and the only criticism I will slightly give is I think it lost a little bit of steam, just for me personally, around track 11. From track 11 until 15, again, not bad songs, bad songs at all, but I feel like the energy level for me dropped a little bit for those four tracks, but then it came right back with Sorry, and it ended perfectly with One Lonely Night. But Ultrasound, Lovely, Fuck You Mean. Like, when you listen to Fuck You Mean, it was like, once I saw that Mystical was on it and I went back and listened to it again, I was like, oh, he was setting it up. Mm-hmm. Like the way he's rapping, he was setting it up for Mystical to come right in and sound just, it's so good.
You're talking about the element of surprise, having a new cat, having an album or a mixtape or a project like this. The only other person I could think of that has surprised me like that recently is Jid. Like
I was trying to think who was the last guy, y'all.
Yeah, he was the one that surprised us. Yeah. He was like, whoa.
Now, in terms of like comparing, you know what I'm saying, what these guys do, they're very, like, I don't want to say they do the same thing because they're definitely different, but just that element of surprise, putting this on and be like, holy shit, who the fuck is this?
Right.
It doesn't happen.
And speaking of JID, I think I read something to where he was, Jordan Lucas was going to sign with J. Cole, but J. Cole never returned his messages.
I think he can be as big as J. Cole. I think this guy has a lot of potential, a lot of talent. So he can definitely be as big as them, because I think outside of being an incredibly dope rapper, I think he comes across very charismatic. So
yeah, you could tell that clearly again with Sorry. That's easily one of the most creative songs I've ever heard about Suicide, ever, period. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he can sound, like you said, charismatic, he sounds so passionate as the first character, the person committing suicide, and as a second character, the person that's sorry that he, or angry that that the friend killed himself.
Yeah.
And it takes a special rapper to be able to pull that off without sounding corny. Cause like he sounds like he's screaming and he's yelling. And it sounds real. Like, it doesn't sound like, oh, this is some old phony, whatever. You being extra. Yeah. Like, this sounds real. Right. Like, man, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he pulled from, like, real emotions. Like,
that may have actually happened. I don't know about his story. I don't know about his real life story, but this makes me want to know it.
Yeah.
And a lot of rappers don't really do that. Here's my, beyond the album. Mm-hmm. We all love the album, clearly.
New segment, beyond the album.
Could be. Why was he not a freshman? Why was he not a XXL freshman? I don't, and that's a genuine question. Yeah, I don't know the rules of how that whole thing works, but it seems like this dude has a lot of buzz, and it seemed like it would have been beneficial for XXL to put someone like this on the cover, so the cover didn't seem so one-sided.
Yeah, right.
So, is there a reason?
He
should be on there too, over these motherfuckers I never heard of. No disrespect. But kind of disrespect. I never heard of none of these motherfuckers.
Man.
So why is Jordan Lucas not on the freshman list? Is he not on there because he already has an album? Is that how it works?
No, he has an album
coming out, or because he signed?
A whole bunch of people that made the list have had previous projects and even careers before the freshman list. So I don't know what the criteria is.
If they were doing their job, their due diligence, he would have been on the cover. You can easily see this guy is going to be huge.
He has
the potential to be huge. He should have been on the cover. Jed should have been on the cover, among others. But yeah, this was almost easy. This is like easy.
Yeah.
Because you also.
One listen in, you know, hey, get this man on the cover, please. get him on the phone.
Right.
People are blowing up about this guy. When you go listen to the project and you can see that not many people sound like this.
Nope.
Like, this is a truly unique, and I'm not trying to fucking over big up it, but I'm saying, like, this is a very unique project.
Yep.
Again, who sounds like this? Who writes songs like this? For someone that's this young,
like Lullaby,
and the way you're talking, like, going back, I don't know, going back to Lullaby, the way he even, like, used the same hook, but you think the hook would only relate to one part of the story, because it's a tribute to the mother, then they're talking about the abusive boyfriend pimp, and the addiction to heroin, and it's like, how do you have a hook that perfectly relates to all three of those drastically different situations? It's like this dude really sat down and thought out this album.
Man, my favorite tracks, Ultrasound, Lovely, FYM, Keep It 100, Winter Blues.
Anything you didn't like.
You didn't say what songs do you like, your favorite song.
My favorite. Okay, my bad. I was taking it literal. But it's the first three
days. Favorite? You're taking it literal as your favorite songs?
Well, I'm just saying the ones I'm like, I want to go back to it. That I was entertained by. Fuck you, Mike. Fuck you. Let me get my list out. Okay, so my absolute favorites.
Yes.
Ultrasound, Lovely, FYM, Lullaby, Way to Go, and I Need More.
Mine's is Ultrasound, Keep It 100, and Sorry. Those are like
my favorites. Yeah, your favorites. Good job. Stand out.
Whatever. Fuck y'all.
I got Ultrasound, Fuck You Mean, Keep It 100, Way To Go, and I'm Sorry.
I got Ultrasound, definitely Fuck You Mean was probably my favorite track on there. Keep It 100, Winter Blues, and I'm just going to wrap it up with Sorry, because I mean, I just think that's one of the most creative songs that I've heard in a long time, man. So, yeah.
Joyner Lucas, man, if you watching, bro, definitely a great introduction to you. I did a little bit of research. I know you got like one or two projects out, so I know your catalog isn't extensive, but I'm definitely going to go back and listen to see if there was any progress made from what you did previously going to this. Because if you was as dope on your first joints and then this is super dope, so I don't even know what the future brings, but hey, look, hey. Do what you do, bro. Keep doing what you do, cause shit. I didn't say it, but it one out. This is Bump Into Whip music right here, man. This is Bump Into Whip. This is the epitome of Bump Into Whip music.
Yes. First, I just want to say thank you for putting together a wonderful project. We all said it. Like when it's someone new, we never heard a project, and this is like refreshing hearing someone that's just. So coming up with something so creative, so dope. I love your storytelling. That's like the things that grab me about you the most is just your storytelling ability. It's so damn dope. And the way you switch up your flow cadence on a lot of these songs is crazy and still be on beat. It's freaking nuts, man. But yeah, dude, great job, man. I'm just like people, I'm gonna check out your back catalog and see, like you said, his progression and see how has he, you know, gotten better. Has he still been this dope from the beginning? I just never heard of you, but yeah, I'm gonna check out your back catalog now after hearing this, cause you got a fan of me.
Yeah, same. I didn't know you had other projects out, so I definitely peeped those as well. Cause I'm curious. This is my first time listening to a full project of yours, and I love what I heard. You know, like we said earlier, it was very refreshing. You know, one of them said earlier, it's very refreshing to actually hear somebody. You get a whole bunch of your fans sending us up, yo, review this. And we're like, oh shit, ain't gonna bullshit. But it was good to actually put this on, and you turned out to be dope. You definitely have my attention, and you definitely have, you know, a new fan.
Echoing the same sentiment here, it was just really nice to hear someone that I wasn't aware of be this dope. And not just a dope rapper, because you are a dope rapper, but someone that's actually dope and creative. You know, you're creative in songwriting, you're creative in storytelling, and you're sure as shit creative with playing with your voice, playing with your tone, playing with your flow. So ain't shit for me to tell you. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do next. And bruh, you should fucking boycott XXL for them not putting you on the fucking cover, because you deserve this shit, for real.